going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Channing Frye, former Cleveland Cavalier, NBA champion, host of the Road Trippin' Pod. Channing, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I heard on Road Trippin', you were talking about the Cavs, and some strong opinions right there. Let me just ask you, are the days of Jared Allen numbered in Cleveland?
No, I don't think so. And again, I wasn't saying trade him. I wasn't saying any of that. But if you look at the series, just go watch the film. Like, I watch film with my kid. Like, when we watch the Cavs, like, as a team, you know, obviously they were injured. That was a big thing. And it's not just because of him, right? I know obviously this gets blown up, but he didn't have a good series. I can't remember where Jared Allen has had a good series when it was needed to be physical and dominant. And these are things that he can change. So you keep him, but you just have to have a real conversation. If Jared Allen was my teammate, I would have said the same thing to him. And I think, you know, people need to understand that, like, that's, as nice as I was, as real as you have to be if you want to win a championship. Like, Richard Jefferson's my brother. I've known him since I was 14. And, you know, even when we were winning, when I first got there for Orlando, he was like, Channing, you got to get in playoff shape. And he ran with me. And he was like, dude, you got to get better defensively and wouldn't make me play one-on-one. Like, these aren't things that are not fixable. But, like, as I said in that, in Road Tripping, it's not about just getting in the weight room. It's a mentality. Go watch the film. I think Jared Allen in that game didn't contest, like, 5 or 6 shots. Now, that might be minute. But to somebody that's really trying to win, when you're watching OKC dismantle Minnesota at times, did they not contest every single shot? Mm-hmm. So that sense of urgency is shown by championship teams, and I just didn't see it from a particular person who was healthy, knowing that the rest of his teammates weren't 100%. So that was my gripe.
Do you think there is at all a fit issue? Like, if you were to build a perfect player that is a match alongside in the front court Evan Mobley, who would that be, and can it be Jared Allen?
Oh, 100% it could be Jared Allen. 100%. I just think, again, it's what is he doing this summer to prepare? Like, if you get dogged out, I thought the Cavs were young. Remember 2-3 years ago they played the Knicks? They got dogged out physically, and the Knicks were literally laughing. You know, he had a very serious rib injury last year, and I know online I make jokes or whatever, but I do that all the time anyways. I just say ribby wibby just because you know, I got kids and I think it's funny. But when you're available and you are somewhat near 100%, you got to lift your teammates up. If you see Darius Garland out there can barely move on a toe, I'm not asking for a series to average 40. I'm saying as an all-star, give me a game where they go, damn, you are invaluable to our team. And that's all I'm asking. Donovan Mitchell did it, I don't know how many times. Kenny Atkinson did it. I mean, you look at Evan Mobley and DeAndre Hunter and Darius Garland, you would say, okay, they're trying. They're out here. It's not 100%, but they're giving me what they got. And I want to just say that across the board for, you know, every player. And even Max Strus is like, dude, he tried. He just missed. It happens. Like, nobody's looking at that as a problem. But at least you can't practice non-makes or non-attempts, you know?
Channing Frye with us on the hotline. Great playoff perspective. So it's the perfect time then to ask you, because I am so confused about the NBA right now. I've always known that the playoffs, they're officiated differently. It does reward more toughness, more resilience. It's tougher to get by guys. With that said, how in the world are players like TJ McConnell, Alex Caruso, Mitchell Robinson, how are they becoming such premium playoff players when you watch them in the regular season? You're like, all right, those are nice guys to have, but there's so many other players I'd rather have.
To win a championship, to go far in the playoffs, you need three things, right? You need two players who are not afraid of the moment that are going to win you two games, right? You need a bench, and then you need a coach. So those four things equate to winning four games. Now, the Knicks are wildly talented up front, and Brunson takes over for the bench part. And so does Tibbs and his coaching in there, and it just because they play five and a half people, you know. But Mitchell Robinson has value because what Mitchell Robinson does defensively is he clogs lanes. He's long and lengthy, and they rebound the basketball. And in today's age, you need a rim roller. In most chances, you need somebody who can run to the rim, stop, and then jump. Even Josh Hart said, hey, like, you know, Mitchell Robinson isn't a dunk-it-on-the-run guy. Now, during the season, you're not going to see the value in TJ McConnell just because their scouting report is different. You don't have time playing every other day to go scout Wembanyama, have a game plan for him, and then a day after go scout Sengun, and then a day after go scout Jokic. It just doesn't work like that. You don't have enough time to practice. You don't have enough time to dive into details. So you have to use generalities, right? And so now in the playoffs, you get a guy like TJ McConnell to go, oh, how many minutes am I going to play? 26? 28? Oh, deal. I'm picking up full court. And everyone knows that I'm going to set the tone when I come in the game. Also, TJ is one of the toughest men I've ever met mentally. TJ isn't the fastest. He isn't the strongest. He isn't the most athletic. But the thing about TJ and Alex Caruso also, right, is that they are masters of the detail. And these suckers are the worst to play against. We would not have won if Matthew Dellavedova was not on our team in 2016, right? I wasn't on his team. Deli knew what you ate for breakfast. He knew your grandma's maiden name. He knew if you dribbled twice going right, you were going to cross over this way, and he wouldn't let you do it. And those guys don't let you do it. And I felt like Cleveland defensively as a team let Indiana just do whatever they want. Drive, kick, drive, kick, drive, kick. Like, Indiana never felt uncomfortable. And that was, you know, that's the biggest difference. And that's where the value comes, is who is that guy that's going to make things uncomfortable and make it more muddy? Because you can't just let a team like Indiana, New York, Minnesota go play basketball, right? You got to muddy it up somehow.
Channing Frye, Road Tripping Podcast, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So in your eyes, I mean, Donovan Mitchell has 2 years left, then a player option. Can the Cavs afford to run it back as is?
Oh, boy. That's a great question. I will put it this way. I'm looking around to see if I can get a defensive leader. I don't have that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like, Evan Mobley is that, but I need somebody in the backcourt who is that, not the front court. So Evan Mobley is obviously defensive player of the year, is a effing ridiculous defensive talent. In the playoffs, you're going to wait. You're going to need to wait for him to get stronger and to be healthy. And, you know, you can rely on him, but you also need somebody that is like, this is my job. It's like OKC has three guys that literally their job is to make life miserable for opposing teams. When you can put somebody like Alex Caruso, who comes off the bench, or Hartenstein on Jokic, and obviously they're not necessarily going to stop him, but they make life miserable for him, it allows you to create opportunities, turnovers. So for me, they need a defensive juggernaut to really anchor this team next to Evan Mobley on that backcourt. And then secondly, they just need to have like a real film session and see how they need to, like, they got a, other than Donovan Mitchell, I just didn't think they wanted to settle for mid-range twos. And if you notice in the playoffs, the great teams, the teams that are still playing, they just take the best shot available. Whether that's a midi, whether that's a three, whether that's attacking a rack. And then you have to take into consideration health. You know, Darius Garland was hurt. DeAndre Hunter was hurt. Evan Mobley was hurt. So, you know, you're monitoring, you're looking, but I would definitely not be afraid of constantly upgrading to match what's happening in the league right now. So, you know, if that was my job isn't to be loyal to the players, just to be loyal to the Cavs and give us a chance to win another championship.
Well, you just hit on something with the mid-range game because, you know, I grew up, obviously, the end of the Jordan run and then Kobe. Yeah, there was a lot of mid-range perfection, and that stuff mattered. And then, lo and behold, it's analytics, market inefficiencies, the Sloan Conference, threes and layups, and that's it. And we're on fast breaks, going to spot up in the corners. And that stuff dominates all regular season. The Cavs were as good as almost any team in NBA history doing that. Do you think this playoff experience, not just in Cleveland, but in Boston and other places, is going to force organizations to be able to play multiple different ways so that they're not, you know, caught with their pants down come playoff time?
So I think it's a mentality, right? I think you look at each year, each team that's won, they've had a guy or two that is not afraid of shooting that mid-range and can just get a bucket. Do you know what's better than 0 points? 2 points, right? It's hard to just get wide open threes with consistency in the playoffs. Teams are too locked in. They know your plays. They know your tendencies. They know your, you know, your details. They know every little inch of your game and what you're trying to do. And so to me, I felt like, and this is what I was telling, my son, and he was like, man, these teams are shooting a lot of mid-ranges or attacking the rack. Anthony Edwards is not afraid at all. Now, mind you, he's shooting more threes just because they're clogging the paint, and they are not shooting very well this series. And I didn't think they shot very well last series. It was just they just won. They're better defensively, and Julius Randle's a monster. So Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards are not afraid of shooting mid-ranges. Shai Gilgeous is definitely not afraid, and neither is Jalen Williams. Jalen Brunson lives in the mid-range. So does OG and Mikal Bridges. And then you look at the Pacers, Nemhard, Nesmith, Siakam, Halliburton, all them live in the mid-range. They don't mind mid-ranges, right? I think we fell in love, I think the analytics teams fell in love with threes because they aren't tough to get, right? It's like drive kick, swing, or you get a wide open corner three. But in the playoffs, players are sprinting their butt off to close out on any of those threes. Also, passing is harder. Getting by your player is harder. So, like, these wide-open threes that people are selling for used to be closer to the three-point line. Now, you can go back and watch the film. Look at how far back some of these teams have to shoot to get an open shot sometimes. And it is amazing. I do think you need a player, your star player, has to be efficient on all three levels. This is the skill era, right? And we can say that because there's no real superstar teams that have dominated over the last 7 years. It's been who's been healthy, whose skill level is ready, and who is physically and emotionally committed to their game plan and to each other. And these four teams this year especially, our chemistry is great. They're men. They're physically dominant, both on the offensive, defensive side. And they have guys that are proficient on all three levels.
Seven champions in 7 years after this season. What does that mean to you for the NBA? Is that going to end up over time being a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a great thing. Because you know what? All these complaints for people who really don't watch basketball or people who became politically charged about basketball, they just say things that they're repeating from people on TV who don't watch basketball. It's all that is threes and layups and fouls. It's not that at all. I think you look at, like, when I was playing basketball for the Suns in 2010, we were second or third in the league, and we shot 28 to 32 threes a game. Right? And that was so much. And everyone was like, you're shooting too many. You look at the average team right now, and they shoot about 40. Right? 40 threes a game is actually not that bad for the skill level of who's playing today. Now, what everyone sees is the best team in the NBA, which was the Boston Celtics, who has 8 players that shoot above 35% from the three-point line. And that is their style. There have been teams, Golden State shoots a lot of threes. They don't make them, but they shoot them, right? You look across the league, and there are more teams that don't shoot as much than there are these teams that shoot the 50, 60 threes. I think for me, the parity is great. It shows you can win different ways. Like, Indiana does not play like New York. And Minnesota for sure does not play like OKC. But the fact that Minnesota can trade Carl Anthony Towns away, right? A 7-foot spread big man. And he be just as good as Julius Randle, who basically took all of last year off. And both of those teams work. I mean, it's amazing. Look at Indiana. Like, nobody would have thought Indiana would make it here again. Which is crazy, right? Look what they built. Tyrese Halliburton is the most unsuspecting star in our league. he'll give you a game where he has 4 points and they win by 16, or he'll have 40 and make the game-winning shot at the end of the game over a defensive player of the year. And so, you know, and then the next, you look at Brunson and what they've done of really just going all out for their starting unit and saying our five can beat any of your seven, and it's worked. And so for me, it's about coaching. It's about energy. It's about, like, you know, obviously having star power. And you have physically dominant defensive and offensive players that are very skilled on all three levels.
Channing, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, and we hope to run you down again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you, thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.